Heard is To the Journey by Ivan Garcia. I love that music because it's so basic, it's right into your body. That's Cut 5, Freedom, and we're going to talk about that on the show today. This is Sherry Edwards with BBS Radio, and this is the Sound Health Radio Show. We've been coming to you now for months with suggestions and ideas for improving and supporting your own health because we think it's your God-given right to have dominion over your own body. To that end, we have created computer programs to help you identify the needs of your body by looking at the frequencies of your brain and using vocal profiling. Your brain is your central processing unit, and the frequencies from your voice tell us how that brain is operating and how those frequencies are based on predictable math that allow you to have perfect health, form, and function. One of the examples is last week we had a lady come in who just had a stroke. She couldn't talk very well. And within minutes, she was talking fine. She could walk fine. Her head was clearing up. She felt kind of muddled. We found some thyroid issues that her doctor didn't. So we love talking about health on this show. And today we're going to talk a bit about freedom and health with a returning guest, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Dr. Dean was with us in April, and it was a great show with lots of audience questions. You folks out there enjoyed her, and so did we. So we brought her back, and we're going to talk on a variety of subjects, including nutritional freedom. Two of Dr. Dean's main interests include the nutrient magnesium and bioidentical hormones. We'll be talking about these and other things, but first I have a few really important announcements. I'll try to keep them really short. Okay, one, health freedom is a subject that should be of interest to all of us. The right to have wholesome foods and adequate nutrients is being threatened, not only by our farming practices and soil depletion, but by those entities sworn to protect our food supplies. The FDA and other agencies are creeping up on us with new regulations that allow companies to do what's best for their pocketbooks, not what's best for our health. I don't eat much sugar, but the sugar lobby in this country has been allowed to direct tariffs on sugar imports that artificially inflate the price of sugar. We are not getting the best price that we could because of this artificial price-fixing manipulation by lobbyists for the sugar industry. In this country where competition is supposed to be the norm, that's not fair. Not fair to we the people. And it's happening not only with sugar, but lots of other imports, and it's just time for it to stop. Okay, now that I'm on my soapbox here, number two, there's also a movement afoot that wants to regulate nutrients so that the government and drug companies have control of what nutrients we have access to. We should have a right to food-based nutrients without having to go to a physician controlled by an HMO or an insurance company. They want nutrients controlled like they were drugs. Here's an example of how this is going on. This same woman who came here and needed her speech to be fixed, she had had a stroke, and while she was in the hospital, her attending physician, the hospital physician, not her own physician, attempted to put her on Lipitor, a cholesterol-lowering drug. Since she had just had her cholesterol checked by her own doctor, she knew that her cholesterol was already low. When she refused to take the Lipitor, she was subjected to a lecture about following her doctor's orders. Did the doctor have the patient's health in mind? Maybe it was a nurse. Or was he just following a set protocol directed by the insurance company? Whose life was at stake? Whose pocketbook was at stake? And in most cases like this, the cash is more important, not the person's actual health. Okay, three, and then we'll go on. it's our attempt here on this Sound Health show to help people take control of these kinds of situations, and we're working hard to provide people with those tools for self-help and guidance. We're going to talk about nutrition today, and I'd like to also introduce you to a computer program that we created called the Nutritional Consultant. It allows you to take a vocal sample, send those sounds through a computer, and produce a report that tells you the status of your nutritional needs. Not only what's low, but what's high and unusable. And we're going to provide a 30-day trial of this program to the first three people who write us at vocalprofiling.com and request the program. This is a one-time deal offered in hopes that we can show people what this is and entice them to join us in sharing the information with other people, and also attract people who want to help us take this public so we can begin to take back our health freedom. So write to us today. That's radio@vocalprofiling.com. And if you're one of the first three people, we will send you a link to download the program and use it for 30 days. And you can show it to your local health food store and help them make sales based on credible information, or just use it for your friends and family to help support their better health, because it really gives you the idea of what nutrients you need for the day. And again, that's radio@vocalprofiling.com. Okay, that's the end of my soapbox, and we're going to go on with the show. Dr. Carolyn Dean, MD and MD, is with us on the show today. Dr. Dean, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Sherry. Good to be here.
I have looked at your bio. I am impressed.
Thank
you. You are the author of 12 books on health issues. You're a consultant. You're a writer for Health Magazine. You make numerous radio and TV appearances. I'm reading this right off your back of your book. You specialize in managing misdiagnosed and chronic conditions like hormone imbalances, recurring infections, irritable bowel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, fluid retention, low vitality. Good grief. That covers a lot of the complaints we see here at the Bioacoustic Biology Lab. So we're very happy to have you here if you can help us solve some of this.
Well, it's such an individual journey for people. When they have a condition, it can come from so many areas, or a combination of so many things can happen, and then there can be so many different therapies that help. So I love your sound therapy, because it works at the brain level, where when we look at some of the new medicine, one type of medicine called Total Biology talks about conflicts in the brain, where the brain just can't hold the conflict, and then puts a disease in the body to take the pressure off the brain. And you know, perhaps many of the diseases that people have, it's from layers of stress, and we would be better addressing the stress than just treating the symptoms of disease.
Is that the name of a book, Total Biology?
It's the name of a type of medicine, and a book that's sort of related to it is called Biogenealogy by psychologist Patrick Obisser, O-B-I-S-S-E-R. It's fascinating work, and it's only now being translated into English.
Well, you've written this book called The Magnesium Miracle. Before we talk about this most important book, tell me how an MD, which usually doesn't know a lot about nutrition, got started at looking at nutrition as the cause of disease.
I went into medicine already being interested in nutrition and exercise and health, and when I finished my medical degree, I got my naturopathic degree. So I started right from the beginning wanting to be much more aware of nutrients. And in medicine, during biochemistry classes, we had about 200 hours of biochemistry. Right there on the screen were all the metabolic pathways, and between each chemical reaction, a vitamin or a mineral was a required cofactor. So that just proved to me that the body runs on vitamins and minerals. But in medical therapeutics, they never put two and two together. They just kept on insisting on treating symptoms with drugs. Diagnose a disease and find a drug that cures it. So we've come so far away from our biochemistry, and we, as you said, we're not getting the nutrition we need because the soils are depleted, and none of this information is being taught in medical schools.
Now, and the lady we were talking about before, and I'm trying to put her on Lipitor, isn't that kind of glorified niacin?
Well, niacin is a treatment for cholesterol, but it's not a patented medicine, so a drug company doesn't really trade in niacin. And the same can be said for magnesium. Magnesium works on the same enzymes as the cholesterol, statin drugs. And I tell people, well, instead of going to the statins, try the magnesium to balance your body's cholesterol rather than trying to kill an enzyme that creates cholesterol. We need cholesterol. It is very unfortunate that someone with a stroke would be put on a cholesterol-lowering drug because she probably needs as much cholesterol and essential fats as possible to help heal the brain. People who are on Lipitor develop memory problems and even a serious disease called global amnesia. And also cholesterol is absolutely necessary for making hormones. So it makes menopause worse, and it's the reason why men are rushing out to get Viagra all the time.
Do you think some of the FDA and some of the drug companies push toward making nutrients only available through physicians is just a pocketbook kind of thing, or do you think they're really trying to grab patents on nutrients and just not really care a lot about our health?
Well, it's probably a bit of both, but I think if you look at medical training where doctors aren't taught anything about nutrition and don't understand the power of nutrition, they grow up in this vacuum of as I said, learning to diagnose a disease and then finding a drug to match the disease. So they really don't understand the importance of nutrition. And what we were taught in medical school is if you don't learn it in medicine, then it's quackery. So doctors actually believe that vitamins and minerals are quackery. They keep on saying, well, everything you need is in your diet. But at the same time, they don't look at the fact that about 70% of our diets are processed food and fast foods, and people are eating out in restaurants all the time, and they're not getting any wholesome food. We need to eat organic food and prepare foods from scratch and find foods that are high in nutrients. And if we aren't eating that way, we need to have organic vegetable and fruit powders and high quality protein powders, food based organic supplements, and something new that I've been looking into, angstrom sized minerals, where the minerals are of a small enough size that they can actually get into cells, rather than most of the minerals on the shelf are too big for the body to have cellular absorption.
I was so intent on listening to what you were saying, I forgot my question. So for those of you who want to ask Dr. Dean a question, there's some call-in numbers, 877-876-5227 in the U.S., and in Canada, 888-815-9756. There is a direct line if both of those are busy, 530-876-3222. And as always, radio@vocalprofiling.com, and you can send in your questions. And we've got some good people sending in questions already. So that's good to know. and I'll read some of this to you because it's just about what we were talking about, menopause and hormones, and one about, something about hearing and channel blockers. So we'll get to those questions in a minute. But I want to talk about this wonderful book that kind of takes you lots and lots of different places, The Magnesium Miracle. And I just looked this up on Amazon. This is a pretty inexpensive book, like $10.14. That's great.
Yes.
For all the information chalked in here.
Yes, its title belies the depth of it, because what I realized when I started talking about magnesium was how many conditions are affected by a lack of magnesium, from anxiety to diabetes to constipation to insomnia, asthma, heart disease. All the women's problems are affected by low magnesium. So I wrote chapters on many different conditions, and at the end of each chapter I said, well, you know, it's not all about magnesium. So I gave people some diet advice and an overview of the different nutrients they could use along with magnesium, so it became kind of a health encyclopedia.
Well, I read one of the reviews from Abram Hoffers, MD. He's the author of Putting It All Together, The New Orthomolecular Nutrition. He says, physicians and therapists have paid scant attention to this very important element, which is also involved in maintaining our good health. The massive evidence is here in this important book on magnesium. I am pleased to have been taking magnesium for so many years. What does magnesium actually do in the body? Why do we need it?
It's required in over 325 different enzyme systems. What I was saying earlier about all the chemical reactions in the body, many of them proceed with magnesium as a cofactor. So it's helping to make the energy packets in the body, the adenosine triphosphate. So the first thing that happens when someone loses their magnesium is they get tired. And it also works on the muscles. Magnesium helps relax muscles. And in opposition to that, calcium, if you have too much calcium, it makes your muscles tighten up. So this is one of the causes of heart attacks and angina, too much calcium and not enough magnesium. The calcium will tighten up the heart muscle. The heart muscle is one of the biggest muscles in the body, and not having enough magnesium, it can actually lead to clamping down on circulation and a heart attack. The magnesium is also important for the way the nervous system works and nerve firing. So if you're low in magnesium, your nerves will get irritable, and it can also be a factor in digestion, metabolism of all our different foods, fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. It helps to balance out the blood sugar. It does so many things, and that's why it took me a whole book to write about it.
Well, the breadth of this book is incredible to me, and sometimes the breadth of our questions and then how current they are. There's a question here. Can you talk about calcium channel blockers in terms of magnesium? It seems to me that my calcium balance is worse than before I started taking this blood pressure medication.
Yes, that's a great...
Diovan,
yeah. It's a great question, because I just mentioned that calcium tightens up the cells, and because it's well known in science that too much calcium getting into your muscle cells will cause a heart attack, then there is a drug called a calcium channel blocker to block the calcium channels and stop calcium building up in the cells and causing the spasms. But magnesium is the actual substance that controls the calcium channels. If you have enough magnesium, it keeps the channels tight, and only, as I say in the book, it jealously guards the amount of calcium that gets into the cells. So magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker.
What do you think is the best source of magnesium?
Seaweed.
Seaweed.
Seaweed. How many people out there are eating seaweed? The next high sources, their nuts and seeds are high, the whole grains, and deep green leafy vegetables. So you can make yourself a salad with kale and collards and sprinkle on some sunflower seeds, and hopefully you get enough magnesium. We aren't getting enough from the soil, as I mentioned earlier, and we do have figures on that. 100 years ago, we were getting about 500 milligrams of magnesium in our ordinary daily diet. Now, we need at least 500, and some magnesium researchers are saying we need about 800 milligrams of magnesium a day. But in today's diet, we're lucky if we get 150 milligrams. And that's why so many people are suffering this whole list of symptoms that I started with, the angina, anxiety, apathy, asthma, constipation, bronchitis, the different bowel diseases, brain trauma. If someone has brain trauma, they're in dire need of extra magnesium. So the list goes on, depression, diabetes, I mentioned fibromyalgia, people who have high blood pressure or hyperactivity. Children do really, really well on magnesium because it helps keep their bowels regular, calms down their nerves. If your child has a tic or a twitch, then it could be a magnesium deficiency. But just be warned that if your child has sort of rapidly moving their fingers and waving their hands, and especially when they get excited, you really have to be aware of heavy metal poisoning with mercury and lead. I have clients calling me, I do telephone consultations, and I have clients calling me and thinking their child just needs some magnesium to calm them down, and it turns out that 6 months prior, the child had 3 or 4 vaccinations containing mercury, and they were damaged by the vaccination.
Boy, there's another soapbox I'd like to jump on, but I need to ask a question. People who eat seaweed, isn't that high in salt?
Well, there is salt, but there's also potassium and all the other minerals. I guess it's more, there's more of a balance there, but you look at the seaweed-eating nations, and because you're getting iodine from the seaweed and all the other sea minerals, I think it's probably more a healthy balance. What we do in this country, instead of using seaweed as a condiment, we use just straight salt, sodium chloride, and that's what causes the imbalance. In our bodies, we're just not built to accept one mineral as opposed to the whole variety of up to 72 different minerals that we need. And if we just take excess sodium and excess calcium, we're throwing everything else out of balance.
Well, I'm asking because seaweed would be, maybe I'm thinking wrong, but maybe seaweed would be high in salt. Nuts and seeds would be high in vitamin K. Deep green leafy vegetables would be high in vitamin K. So this wouldn't be good for somebody who has a problem with vitamin K and throwing blood clots. So how would you suggest somebody who has a problem with vitamin K, where would they get their magnesium?
Well, most people aren't eating any of those foods anyway, and I came to that realization pretty quickly in my in writing the book, that most people do have to take supplementation. And that's where I began to look at the various types of magnesium. The magnesium, the one you see mostly in drugstores, is magnesium oxide, but only 4% of that is absorbed, so it acts mostly as a laxative. The magnesium citrate is probably the most common one, but even that is maybe up to 17% absorbed. But people will use that to help keep their bowels regular. Plus, they'll definitely absorb enough to start working on their symptoms. with irritable bowel syndrome, I wrote a book, IBS for Dummies, so I had to find something that wouldn't cause the laxative effect if people were having chronic diarrhea. So I started looking at something called magnesium oil, and that's simply a super saturated magnesium chloride in distilled water. And that you can rub on your body or put in a bath, and it's absorbed through the skin. And while it's going through the skin, it triggers the production of DHEA in the body, which is one of the good hormones, an anti-aging hormone. And then the third type of magnesium that I've been looking at is, as I mentioned earlier, the angstrom-sized magnesium. The physicists tell us that the ion channels that accept minerals into the cells are only 4 to 5 angstroms in diameter, and that's a size between a picometer and a nanometer, so tiny, tiny, tiny. Whereas most of the dirt minerals in on the health food store shelves, they're thousands of times bigger than an angstrom. So I've been researching and recommending the angstrom-sized minerals for the best absorption. And you're mentioning of Codex and how our nutrients are being attacked. Well, what I've been doing is recommending things that will fly under the radar, which means they're low potency and food-based vitamins, because I think it's more the higher potency supplements that are being attacked. So the food-based nutrients and the angstrom-sized minerals are very low potency, and people should be able to continue to get them once they put in all their measures to block nutrients.
Well, one of the questions here, I heard that you can take a magnesium bath and get magnesium that way. Is that true? So you're saying magnesium oil, so they'd go to their health food store to get that?
I think some health food stores are carrying it. Certainly in Canada, there's a wide distribution of it. In the States, it's more on the internet that you can get a good magnesium. I personally recommend globallight.net. They have one that they assess for its safety, because the magnesium chloride comes from the ocean, and it can be contaminated with mercury. So we want to make sure that we don't use something on our bodies that is contaminated with mercury.
Did you say Global Light, L-I-T-E?
L-I-G-H-T. Globallight.net.
Okay, and that's where they can get the oil? You
yes.
mentioned, too, that you do consultations with people over the phone.
Sure.
Tell me a bit about that.
Well, because of all the books I've written, people will find me that way and you know, want to ask questions. And it seems the people I attract are those that have done a lot of reading, they've done a lot of work on their health, and they just need someone to help fine-tune, you know, pull together, kind of like detective work, the missing pieces. Because a person's health is so complex, but I've looked at so many different health modalities, so many different conditions. Writing the 12 books, I've researched so much that I have a kind of a wider perspective. For example, there are a lot of anti-aging clinics now, and people will come to me after they've been to an anti-aging clinic, and one particular case, I'm thinking a woman, she was given bioidentical estrogen, a progesterone, testosterone, human growth hormone, and DHEA. So she took all those hormones for a few months, felt better, and then she crashed. And the reason she crashed, as I found out, it didn't take long, because I asked her, well, what's your temperature? And her temperatures were running at about 95.6, 0.8. So a temperature of 98.6 is normal. 95.6, 95.8 is very, very low. The woman's thyroid had sort of been, it had been probably been deficient when she went to the anti-aging clinic, but by being given all those hormones, I told her it was like a three-legged stool, and they propped up her female hormones, but they didn't look at her thyroid or her adrenal glands. So those organs were kind of overstimulated, and they were already tired to begin with, so she crashed.
Well, we have two kind of hormonal questions here, so you might want to answer them separately. Would you talk about your book and recommendations for bioidentical hormones? Many women need that information. It saved my sanity.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I make sure that I tell people throughout the first part of my book, Hormone Balance, about the toxicity that will cause the imbalance to occur in the first place. And then I caution people that, yes, there are bioidentical hormones. We haven't studied them for long enough to know the long-range effects, but low-potency bioidentical hormones can be safe if you are willing to do saliva testing to measure your hormones. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they'll think, oh, these bioidentical, they must be safe because they're the same as nature, but they're not human hormones. They're made from, they're plant-based, they're not made from petroleum molecules, but they are still a chemical or a hormone that the body does not make naturally. They're not identical to our human body makes. So we still have to take care there, and we have to measure saliva, hormone testing. You can, you'll have to find a naturopath or a medical doctor who does the hormone testing and does bioidenticals. I'm concerned that people can get progesterone, the medical progesterone bioidentical over the internet and take that and not do measurements and throw everything else out of balance.
So this is something that somebody would get in touch with you about if they wanted to balance these hormones?
Well, myself or a naturopath, I would direct them to someone who could help them. I don't prescribe over the telephone. I don't prescribe hormones over the telephone, but certainly I can help people identify who they need to see and what they can, what they need to look for. And you can get saliva testing without a doctor's prescription to start finding out if that could be the problem. But as I mentioned with the case with the anti-aging clinic, it's not just about the female hormones. You really have to support your thyroid and your adrenal glands at the same time.
How could people get in touch with you?
Through my website, carolindean.com. That is the best way. I travel a lot, but I always have my computer, so it's really the best way to stay in touch.
carolindean.com. I want to ask you some more about the availability of bioidentical hormones in a minute, but we have an email here that you can comment on. Speaking of seaweed, we're just sitting here after dinner listening to you and your interesting guests and taking, looks like, Watchers Organic Sea Products, WACHTER. These vitamins have been around for a long, long time and are made from sea vegetation. They are made from multi-marine plant sources. They're only vitamins that I have taken, and they don't make me drowsy. So do you know anything about that form of seaweed?
No, I didn't know about it, but I'm seeing it here on the Internet, and it looks very interesting. What we know is that sea vegetables have a lot of nutrients. They have a lot of minerals, and That looks very interesting. I'm going to check it out. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
I'm having trouble getting to my email. It just is not responding here, but I'll get it here in a minute. Okay, what would you say if people were not allowed to have access to minerals and vitamins and bioidentical hormones and all of that? Is that an issue that you want to talk to people about?
Well, when I was in the health freedom movement for several years, I traveled to a couple of these Codex meetings, and I'm very aware that our supplements are under attack, and that's what I mentioned earlier, why I support the food-based organic supplements, the low-potency angstrom minerals, because I think those are the nutrients that will remain safe. I would be very concerned if these supplements aren't made available to people, and I don't know why it's happening. There's huge segments of the population that take supplements and know they need them. There are other segments of the population, especially those that want to control vitamins and minerals under a drug label or have them on prescription, that just look at these vitamins and minerals that are absolutely necessary for our health. They just look at them as products, as commercial products like a doorknob to sell and make money from. They really don't equate them with health. And this comes from medical education. There's a view of nutrients that they're only needed to prevent vitamin deficiencies, like taking 20 milligrams of ascorbic acid to prevent scurvy. They don't understand the studies or the research showing that vitamin C can absolutely support the adrenal glands and the heart and helps the immune system and all the other things we know vitamin C does. So it's an incredible intellectual disparity here where both sides, the nutritional side of research really believes in what they're doing, but it doesn't correlate with what is being taught in medical school. And this is where the public has to come in and demand these, demand more studies, more information on nutrients.
Dr. Dean, we have a caller on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Caller.
Hello.
You're here. You're on the line.
Hello, Sherry. Ramsey Fatola here.
Okay. Do you have a comment or question for Dr. Dean?
Well, I just wanted to let you all know, following your program, one of our finest representatives, Dr. Ron Paul.
Can you speak a little louder?
Oh, sure. All right, I'm on a speakerphone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One of our finest representatives, Dr. Ron Paul, has taken a very strong position in favor of access to bioidentical hormones. And
wow.
In fact, I wanted to answer a question with regard to that, which I wanted to provide you, because I'm standing here on my computer.
What was this question? Who is this question from, Ralph?
The Natural Solutions Foundation, which I'm a trustee, has submitted 19 questions to all of the presidential candidates about health freedom. And one of those questions was specifically about bioidentical hormones, about DHEA and progesterone and all those good things that your guest is talking about. And he made a very clear statement that there is no authority in the federal government to prevent people from using bioidentical hormones and from, of course, controlling their own health care. In fact, he's adopted a very strong plank in favor of health freedom, which you can find at www.ronpaul2008.com. That's his official campaign. If you want to go to Natural Solutions Foundation's website, our website is www.globalhealthfreedom.org. And on that website, you'll find a link to all the questions and answers. And as I said, I have those up here now, and I'm looking for Dr. Paul's specific response on bioidentical hormones.
Ralph, weren't you on Ron Paul Radio just the other day talking about this? Is that where I heard you?
In fact, I'm going to be having a weekly 15-minute program on the Ron Paul Radio to talk about health freedom issues, because Dr. Paul considers them really important. And I'm trying to look. I wanted to just give you, there's so many specific points where he makes statements, and I wanted to bring the one about the hormones.
Did any of the other candidates answer your health?
The only one that answered 19 questions is Dr. Paul. The other candidates haven't, even though the 200,000 people on the Natural Solutions Foundation email list have sent over 80,000 messages to the various candidates asking them to answer the 19 questions. Apparently, they don't mind having their fax machines clogged up. They'd rather not answer the questions.
Would you conclude that they're not interested in health freedom?
I think it's pretty clear they're not.
While you're finding that, can I ask Dr. Dean another question that just came in?
I actually have it right here. The question was, do you support the right of men and women to use supplemental bioidentical hormones such as DHEA and progesterone to support normal function during changes of life and premature aging in preference to what we call less effective, dangerous, and more expensive prescription drugs if they prefer the bioidentical hormones? And Dr. Paul responded, the federal government has no constitutional authority to stop Americans from using bioidentical hormones. And he made a very similar statement about compounding pharmacies and about a number of other important issues. But I want to let everyone know that, because there is someone out there fighting for our rights to do this. And by the way, my interest in DHEA goes back a long time. Back in 1995, I represented several members of Life Extension Foundation in lawsuits that kept DHEA legal. In fact, there's an order signed by a judge back then which said that DHEA is neither a controlled substance nor a prescription drug, but rather it's a dietary ingredient. And that has been the basis for its continued legalization since that period of time.
So you help lots of vitamin companies and people stay out of the way of the FDA so this can be more readily available.
Absolutely.
Have you read Dr. Dean's book on the magnesium miracle?
No, but my wife has, and actually told me a lot about it. Dr. Dean, thank you very much. Great gratitude from us for the work you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
I certainly supplement with magnesium, and I find, especially if I'm stressed out a bit, I take a magnesium fizz, and I feel it goes great.
That's great. Did you ever see my book, Death by Modern Medicine?
No, that I'd like to take a look at.
Yes, it might be out of print now, but it came out of a paper that I did for Gary Null called Death by Medicine. So you can get that, actually, the Life Extension Commission.
I probably have that, sure. Gary Null is doing some wonderful work as well. I'm videotaping with him a few weeks ago, and he just never slows down. It's amazing.
So people need help with staying out of trouble. They can get you with vitaminlawyer.com?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, great, Ralph. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Sherry. Thanks, Carol. Please keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you, Ralph. Bye-bye.
We have another email here, this one from George. Has your guest heard of the book Transdermal Magnesium Therapy by Marcus Sirkis?
Sure, yes, I know the book. And I was writing the second edition of The Magnesium Miracle. I was writing about the magnesium oil, and Mark got in touch with me, and he told me he was going to write a whole book on magnesium applied to the skin. So that's what his book is about. And I think he's down in Brazil somewhere and has developed all kinds of case histories about people using magnesium on the skin. You can use it as you would an IV. Dr. Norm Shealy, when he started using magnesium oil, he said that he was getting tissue levels equivalent to what he could get using intravenous magnesium just by applying it to the skin. What I do myself is I'll put it all over my body, put on an old house coat, wander around for half an hour or an hour before I shower. And that way I just saturate my body with the oil, and it does not cause the laxative effect.
So that's the oil you get from GlobalLight, LIGHT.net?
Correct.
Great. Another question here. Does magnesium have anything to do with menopause? Since that time appeared in my life, I have had awful leg cramps that the doctor said might be magnesium related.
Well, it's not directly related to menopause, but it affects so many things. It's not direct in the sense we're never taught that, but I correlate the estrogen imbalance and progesterone imbalance with magnesium deficiency. It helps with insomnia, which is very common around menopause, and these leg cramps, if they're the Charlie horses where you just stretch in bed and the calf of your leg cramps up, that's a definite magnesium deficiency. So I tell people of all ages to take magnesium, because we're finding that up to 80% of the population is deficient. And if you think of what I said, where we might need 600 to 800 milligrams and we're only getting 150 in our diet, then magnesium is really worth a try. And I was really happy when I realized that magnesium is one of those minerals, if you take too much, you just have the laxative effect. You excrete it, so you're not causing any harm if you take too much, which is unlike the calcium, because women who are taking too much calcium now, they're suffering more leg cramps, they're suffering more heart disease, gallstones, kidney stones, and fibromyalgia because of the buildup of calcium without the necessary magnesium that helps actually solubilize calcium in the body.
Boy, I'm reading these questions that are coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to organize them so they kind of make some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Is phosphatidylcholine good to take? I've heard it supports neurotransmitters, but I'm a little cautious because it's made from soy.
Well, the soy component it's not the parts of soy that are indigestible. I mean, this is just a nutrient taken from soy. So as far as I can see, it doesn't react as soy. Where I'm used to the phosphatidylcholine is in my autistic population, where it's one of the safest and best heavy metal chelators and detoxifiers of the brain. So, yes, it does help balance the neurotransmitters. The best way to take it is intravenous. Second best, of course, is oral. I have not had a lot of experience with the oral form, just with the IV form, but it's just magic to help to turn these autistic children around.
Okay, there's another one about soy, kind of a double question. Is soy good or bad? I'm hearing both. What do we know what to believe? And then the second part of the question, when I get cramps, I take Tums. Isn't that calcium? Isn't this backwards if calcium too much causes cramps? How does Tums stop them? You can divide that up and answer it however you...
Sure. Soy is good if it's fermented. What we know about Asian use of soy is they use small amounts and only in the fermented form. They knew early on that soy was dangerous unless the phytates and the different nutrient blockers were removed by a fermentation process. And that's all you need to know. Just eat fermented soy and don't get caught up in all these protein powders and soy drinks and everything. They're just very hard for most people to digest. What's interesting about Tums or taking calcium for leg cramps is that the way that works is when you take calcium, it throws off the calcium-magnesium balance. Magnesium has to come out of stores in your bones and teeth and tissues into the bloodstream to neutralize, to help balance out the calcium So in fact, you're getting calcium and magnesium. So it's probably the magnesium that, does work, because what will happen over time, and I've had this with many clients, they'll tell me, I had leg cramps, I took calcium, and after a while it didn't work anymore. And what happens there is it finally stops. You finally don't have enough magnesium stores to be pushed out with the overuse of calcium, and you have a real magnesium deficiency, and the cramps get worse. So just try the magnesium, and you'll find it works even better than the Tums.
Somebody recently wrote to me and told me about some very bioavailable magnesium. I can't remember who it was, but if it's one of our listeners, you know, please send me an email so I can pass that on to people. There's two more questions. I don't know if we can get them both in. We only got 3 minutes. One is about an article in Reader's Digest. The other is magnesium good for high blood pressure? What about, and it looks like it's serrapeptase.
Well, high blood pressure is from the smooth muscles in the blood vessels becoming too tight. So they need to be relaxed. And what relaxes them is magnesium, as we've mentioned from the beginning. And serrapeptidase, I don't know much about that offhand. I can't say.
Okay, we'll look it up and look at it again.
They say it's an enzyme. You know, it sounds like an enzyme for inflammation. But I don't know what the question is about it.
Okay, we've got another email here. Can you please tell us the sound frequency of the minerals, for instance, magnesium, or do you know of a list? Are you or your guests aware of cancer being caused by candida fungus? What nutrients can protect us against candida?
Well, candida, that's another huge topic of mine. I've written a book called The Yeast Connection in Women's Health with Dr. Crook. It was the last book before he died. And, well, what's interesting about the candida is it will come around in a person when their immune system is deficient, when you eat too much sugar, when you take antibiotics and change the pH of the body. It is associated with cancer, and I don't know if we know the whole story about that yet, because in some medical theories they say that candida will come around to cancer to help chew it up at the stage where it's starting to resolve. So we really don't, we're still learning so much about medicine, but I don't tell people to eat lots of garlic, avoid sugar, wheat, and dairy, and take probiotics to keep their candida down.
Okay. Give people, well, I'm going to answer another question here. Magnesium is the note of G, but we have created an entire template for how people use calcium and all the frequencies that go together to make the use of calcium in the body. So we can run people through that. And if people want to send us vocal prints, you can go on Nutrasounds, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, one word, Nutrasounds.com. And at the bottom of the right-hand side of the bottom of the page, there's information on how to send us a vocal print. And we can certainly check your use of magnesium. We have lots and lots of other questions. But let people know where they can find all of your books. Give your website again and how they can get in touch with you.
It's carolyndean.com, CarolynDean.com. I'm heading off for a month in Hawaii. I'm working, we're planning a health spa in Costa Rica. It's going to be opening, but not for a couple of years. So I'd like people to get in touch with me by email, through my website, and just my list of books is on the site, but just get them through Amazon.com at this time, because I'm not going to be around to fill orders.
Well, we have lots more questions. They seem to be pouring in here. Keep
that's
sending
wonderful.
Them, and I will send them on to Dr. Dean. That's the same thing that happened last time. We were out of time and had lots and lots of questions left. thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, audience, for your questions. They were great. And for those of you who want more about sound health and vocal profiling, join us tomorrow on Vocal Profiling Live. That's 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. I don't know what we're going to be talking about yet, but it's always exciting, and we reveal the secrets of your voice using vocal codes. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll stay in touch.